Volume. Welcome to Read This. In this episode, we're looking at The Eternal Audience of One, the first novel from an exciting new Rwandan-Namibian author. And we have a special treat lined up for you. Welcome to Read This, the book show where we tell you what's hot in the world of literature, brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name is Jennifer Malik, and I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. To subscribe to Read This on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. That's 082-382-1222. You can also listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Read This. The Eternal Audience of One follows the intersecting lives of Seraphin, a young Rwandan living in Namibia, and a host of other eclectic characters from pre- and post-1994 Rwanda, colonial and post-independence Windhoek, Paris and Brussels in the 1970s, the crowded public schools of Nairobi, as well as the hormone-saturated clubs and streets of Cape Town. The author of the book, Remy Ingamije, is a 29-year-old Rwandan-born Namibian writer. He's a photographer and graphic designer and English educator who lives and works in Windhoek in Namibia. He has a BA Law and LLB degrees from the University of Cape Town, and he currently works at St. George's School where he teaches high school English. He's also the editor-in-chief of Duk, Namibia's first literary magazine, which was launched recently. Seraphin Turihamwe, the main character in The Eternal Audience of One, is a young man whose life is characterized by movement. After leaving Rwanda under duress and never feeling at rest in Namibia, which he believes is slow and boring, he finds himself fighting to fit in Cape Town. So much about Cape Town is designed to push people like him out, and through his interactions with a few reluctant mentors, loyal friends, and the women he carries on relationships with, he explores and performs different parts of his identity while dealing with other issues of family, race, immigrant life, and love. The novel neatly unpacks themes of movement and displacement, life as an immigrant or refugee, and the life of black youth. Seraphin's relationships with women become markers of the passing of time and the lessons learnt, and provide insight into who he is and who he wants to be. Whether he finds rest and truly comes to know himself is up to the reader to decide. In the October issue of the JRB, Mputumi Ntabeni, who is the author of the historical novel The Broken River Tent, will be reviewing The Eternal Audience of One, and I asked him why he would recommend our listeners read the book.
If you are looking for a fresh literary voice on African modern issues, this is the novel to read. It's witty, suave, expansive, and cosmopolitan. This is why I'm so in love with The Eternal Audience of One, because its narrative voice is one of its strong voices. It counterbalances the sensory, sometimes in-your-face loud immediacy of millennial culture content with an elegant prose that you find only in classical literature. We know that the millennial genre can be cloying sometimes with all that navel-gazing, crippling anxiety. I mean, you know, the suffocating indecisions you find in all these books. Perhaps because this one shoots from the African look of thing, there's very little of that which we call sometimes the imposing existential angst. Rather, it deals with issues quietly. Even its tragedy is dealt with in deprecating humor, which is very pleasing to a reader. I have no doubt in my mind that Remy is a rising star of an African literature. Watch this space and go and buy the book. You would not regret it. Thank you. Bye.
And now we have a special treat for you. Listen to the author, Remy Ingamije, read an excerpt from his book.
Every couple of years in the shanty towns around South Africa, where zinc roofs glisten like scales in the sunshine, firewood and coal supplies, the precious fuels needed to boil water and light cooking fires, run desperately low. That is fine, because nothing burns for a shrieking instant like a foreigner. In Cape Town, this means the Zimbabweans and Congolese who stand by busy intersections in the suburbs closer to Table Mountain, selling black coils of cell phone chargers and rolls of dustbin bags, plumes of feather dusters, beaded jewelry, and wire cars with Coca-Cola and Fanta can wheels. It is they who are given Michelin and Continental necklaces, the gift of OPEC, and set alight.
Thank you for listening to Read This. brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. To subscribe to read this on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. That's 082-382-1222. You can now also listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Read This. My name's Jennifer Malik. I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. Ciao for now.